You are as unique as a fingerprint. There's never been anybody like you before on this planet, and there'll never be anybody quite like you again. Each and every one of us has got an individual personal presence, some of us stronger than others. However, the good news is that it can be developed, it can be strengthened. And if you take somebody like Maggie Thatcher, for example, now whether you liked her, loathed her, agreed with her politics or not, I'm sure you'll agree that during her time in office, she developed a much stronger personal presence. I remember watching her being interviewed on television. She was asked the question, what impact has Thatcherism had on Britain? And she replied with a typical Thatcher steely answer, which lasted 3 minutes and turned into more like a party political broadcast. But she finished it with a really engaging smile. It was really impressive. And developing a stronger personal presence opens up incredible opportunities. It gets you in front of people you wouldn't otherwise get in front of. It opens doors that would otherwise remain closed. Gets you seen, heard, heard of, remembered long after you've been in the room. I want to look at that word presence, because if you break it into two syllables, you get pre and sense. And people with a strong personal presence exude such a magnetism that people get a pre-sense of them before they even interact. So they walk into a room and other people think, I really want to engage with that person. Or they're in the room already engaging with others, and people across the other side of the room think, I want to engage with that person. That's the impact of a strong personal presence. And isn't that a wonderful quality to have? People have a pre-sense of you and want to engage with you before the first interaction. So how can we develop a stronger personal presence? Well, the first step on that personal presence ladder is to recognise what's unique and special about us. I use that word recognise deliberately. It comes from the word reconnostra, which means to know again. And it's all about getting to know ourselves all over again. And you might be thinking, well, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50. I think I know myself pretty well. However, by the time we reach adulthood, each and every one of us on average has received 225,000 negative messages about ourselves from the key PIs around us, the key people of influence, like our parents, our teachers, our siblings, our friends. Compare that with just 25,000 positive messages. That means that 8 out of every 9 messages we receive about ourselves growing up are negative. Imagine the impact that has on us. Is it any wonder that so many of our young people today grow up lacking in self-worth, lacking in confidence, with no direction in life and no idea what they're good at or even if they're good at anything? So that first step is about recognising what is unique and special about you, digging deep under all those layers of negative messages and limiting self-beliefs that we build up in adulthood, and putting words to those unique qualities. And when we've got those words, compiling them into a strong personal branding statement that we can use across all our marketing media, that we can use in our answer to and what do you do, that we can use in our elevator pitch. So again and again, we're hearing those keywords and reinforcing our uniqueness. And other people will use those words to describe us and recommend us. Like to finish with a great quote from an audience with charisma. When we meet a charismatic person, we are drawn to their aura of specialness, imagining that their specialness will seep into us as if by osmosis.